Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Spiritual Awakening Radio, a satsang edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, exploring the Yoga of Love, the Path of Love, or Bhakti, Part 4. My name is James Bean. I begin today with a series of readings from the spiritual poetry of the saints and mystics and literature of the masters of India. This first quote comes from the book, The Journey of the Soul. When the Supreme Lord wants to make one of his souls to come back home, he makes that person feel lonely deep inside, like something is missing. This is the great Lord's special way of reminding the soul that its real home is not in this world, but back in the ocean of light. Some mystic verses of Sant Dadu Dayal, the compassionate mystic, a great saint of the 16th century born in Rajasthan province of northwestern India, presenting the Sant tradition's vision of the spiritual life to be pursued during our time here on planet Earth. Sant Dadu Dayal, recognize the path to your beloved, O travelers, and take the route of the anguished lover in separation. Keep the Master's grace in your thoughts and reflect on his pure teachings. Develop love and devotion with endearment, and keep the thought of the Creator always before you. Merge yourself into God like water in water. Fix your mind within by following the path of the sound current. A yearning will arise. Make then an intense and anguished call. Repeat the name of your beloved day and night, again and again and again, with care in thought, word, and deed. You will cross to the other shore. Mystic verses of Saint Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, India, from the Book of Ghat Ramayan. Saints reveal the path of sound and light. They still the mind and raise it to skies within. The soul gets concentrated at the door, the third eye center, and is in bliss. Ascending the celestial skies, the soul is in sight of the mystic sky of the second region. The fortunate soul sets out on its journey along with the divine melody, listening to the celestial music day by day. She becomes detached. A great description of Surat Shabd Yoga, or inner light and sound meditation practice, by Sant Tulsi Sahib. Greatest books of spiritual poetry in the history of books is Songs of Kabir, arranged by Rabindranath Tagore. Some amazing verses of Kabir, culled from a variety of sources, a variety of Kabir Panth literature, including the Bijak of Guru Kabir. Says Kabir, "The Lord is in me, the Lord is in you, as life is in every seed. O servant, put false pride away and seek for him within you. A million suns are ablaze with light. The sea of blue spreads in the sky. The fever of life is stilled, and all stains are washed away when I sit in the midst of that world. Hark to the unstruck bells and drums. Take your delight in love. Rain pours down without water, and the rivers are streams of light. One love it is that pervades the whole universe. Few there are who know it fully. They are blind who hope to see it by the light of reason, that reason which is the cause of separation. The house of reason is very far away. How blessed is Kabir that amidst this great joy he sings within his own vessel. It is the music of the meeting of soul with soul. It is the music of the forgetting of sorrows. It is the music that transcends all coming in and going forth." Swamiji Maharaj was one of the great saints of Agra, India, a city known for a great wonder of the world called the Taj Mahal. Swamiji's poetry is the Taj Mahal of mystic poetry. His contribution is known as Sarbachan Radhaswami poetry. He says, "Why flounder on this side of the eye focus? peep into the opening of the third eye and cross over. Learn the technique from a living master. Without his help, this door will not open. Practice that technique with love and devotion, or bhakti. Conquer your mind and take your soul across into sahaj, the natural state of the soul. The soul will then advance with the help of the sound current to a place where a stream of nectar constantly flows. This is a paragraph from A Spiritual Seeker's Guide from the Dayal Puri Radhaswami Satsang. So long as you do not experience the withdrawal of spirit within you during meditation, the spiritual path is a myth for you. To attain this experience, you have to perform the spiritual practices with full zest and fervor every day, as prescribed by a living master. So long as you do not experience the withdrawal of spirit within you during meditation, the spiritual path is a myth for you. Says Rumi, look carefully around you and recognize the luminosity of souls. Sit beside those who draw you to that. Says Rumi, my dear soul, flee from the worthless. Stay close only to those with a pure heart. Like attracts like. A crow will lead you to a graveyard, a parrot to a lump of sugar. From a Radhaswami book published at Dayal Bagh in Agra, I found an interesting sentence. All satsangis, all disciples, should without fail devote some of their time to the devotional practices at least once in 24 hours. so that their internal contact with the sacred feet of Huzur Radhaswami Dayal, the compassionate Lord of the Soul, or Supreme Being, may remain unbroken. Some verses from Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj of the Maharishi Mehi Ashram in Bhagalpur, Bihar District, India. God is found not in a man-made Kaaba or temple, but in a natural Kaaba or temple within your own heart or self. By seeking the path within, one will go beyond the sensory realm and will attain the state of oneness. Whatever little is possible, do meditation every single day, but never, ever give up or discontinue meditation. You will definitely meet with success. All of you, please keep on practicing meditation regularly. Every day, Guru Dev will bestow you with success. Saint Kabir Sahib asks, "You have lost an object in one place and you are looking for it in an entirely different place. How could you possibly find it?" Swami Sant Saviji, "Let us consider this dilemma in view of the way people usually attempt to find peace, joy, and contentment. People wander ceaselessly through life, always seeking to acquire material resources, thinking they will thus achieve their goal of happiness. However, as the saints inform us, even if we acquire all these physical possessions, status, fame, or wealth, we are still unable to attain true peace, joy, and happiness. The inner peace we seek is not found in the outer material world, but only in the inner world of the soul. The outer manifest world is merely sensory. It is transitory and ever fleeting. But within us lives the Supreme Being whose true form is peace and bliss. The divine is unmanifest without physical form, eternal, and beyond the senses. Only by turning inward and ceasing the outward wandering will we be able to attain lasting joy and eternal peace." is a spiritual longing in the heart of man, indistinct and undefined, but steady like a flame tapering upwards to the divine goal. There is nothing higher than this culture of love. Hearing and singing the praises of the Supreme Being stimulates its growth until it ascends higher and higher and higher, eventually reaching God. Passage by M.G. Gupta in his amazing book, Indian Mysticism, Rig Veda to the Present Day. You're listening to a satsang edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, focused on the wisdom of the masters. Stay tuned for more after these messages. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. With Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you.
Today's Satsang edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio continues. This week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio is The Yoga of Love, or Bhakti, Part 4. Listening to and the study of the discourses on this sacred knowledge is an important step in the Sant Mat tradition, the path of the masters. Listening to satsang, or spiritual discourses, is prescribed as an essential activity. The personal and private instruction in the art of this spiritual practice should be received from a satguru, an accomplished spiritual master. Once the technique has been learned, one should practice it regularly and daily, according to the instructions given by the master. A paragraph found in the book Philosophy of Liberation, or Moksha Darshan, by Maharishi Mehi Paramhans. Philosophy of Liberation I consider to be one of the great spiritual classics of the 20th century. Guru Kabir once said, "The Satguru is very kind to the humble and the meek, and his advent here on earth has been motivated by great compassion. He has shown his grace and mercy to me. The path, which could have taken many millions of births and deaths to tread, he has enabled me to negotiate in a moment." A passage of Guru Kabir found in the book The Essential Kabir, translated into English by M. G. Gupta. The same need that brought great souls into the world during past centuries is still with us. My experience and belief is that the age of prophets, apostles, masters, or saints is still with us. That there is a living gnosis now, a living mystic path now. There are living masters in the world today. The reality and not the illusion of having a guru begins here, with this openness to the possibility of finding a living teacher now. Mysticism and religion part ways at this point. Often religions look to the past, past Kabirs, past Christs, past Buddhas, past mystics, past scriptures. But they see the age of living teachers and the age of scriptures being written as all over and done with, something that happened many, many centuries ago. But on the path of the mystics, there is no difference between then and now. Scriptures continue to be composed. Masters continue to incarnate in the world and help souls along the way. The same need that brought great souls into the world during past centuries is still with us now. Look for living Buddhas, living Christs, living Kabirs, living Nanaks, living Tulsi Sahibs, living Swamijis, living masters, living ones now. Spirituality is more caught than taught, if you will. Our own receptivity is part of it. The rest is being influenced by others on the path. Being initiated into the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven by a living master provides the spiritual charge of the teacher, the influence of the teacher, as well as the imparting of the techniques. Meditating with others on the path, other disciples, is also a very powerful thing. "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst," said Christ in the New Testament, a great definition of satsang, or spiritual association. There is a group energy, especially for those on the path of inner light and sound meditation. Meditating with others who see and hear helps, as if their seeing and hearing opens us up to the same inner landscape as well. One of the first inner sounds souls might encounter is the astral bell, a kind of ringing that goes on forever and never stops. An astral bell sound that continuously reverberates. Faintly, one might partially hear a louder aspect of it and interpret that they are hearing some kind of celestial wind chimes, perhaps, or a very faint tone coming from beyond the silence. The sound is always there, 24/7, whether we're meditating or not. But this sound is more likely to be noticed during the quietude of the night, during meditation practice, or perhaps during a time of trauma. It is a source of protection from negative powers. The sound can erase some karma and alter one's destiny, putting one on a higher path. The word or sound current of grace from above busts into matrix worlds of time and space to free souls from illusion. After the break, some introductory meditation instructions and more about the path of the mystics, living mysticism now. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned.
Please your taste buds at the same time. Your Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us. www.ADT.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Meditation is everything. Meditation is essential. Nothing happens, nothing much happens, without meditation. Meditation is like a space program for the mystics. Without meditation, nothing much ever happens. Talk, theory, conjecture, mythology, theology, faith without works, conjecture without seeing, blind faith without personal direct experience. Meditation is everything on the path of the masters. Meditation is essential. For those following the path of the masters, it's simply about focusing attention on that neglected spiritual aspect. The soul is already in heaven, but doesn't know it, doesn't experience it. The soul is like a pearl embedded in several muddy layers of mind and matter, with its original nature obscured. We can start paying attention to that other aspect, the soul, beyond mind and the world of the five senses. The third eye, also known as the single eye or wisdom eye, is the portal to inner space. When we close our eyes, it's as if we're standing on a shoreline of darkness. Further out and above, however, is a vast ocean and starry mystic sky. Beyond the darkness and beyond the silence is uncreated light and sound, levels, realms, and spheres along a tunnel of ascension. Those who do not have a spiritual teacher that they can trust, anyone in the category of a living master, here are some introductory meditation instructions from Hazur Baba Sawan Singh. Just a taste, just an inkling, to help one prepare for eventual initiation. Just a glimpse into the beyond. But it's such an impressive glimpse that it outdoes a lot of practices that are out there that people follow for life. This particular crumb from a cosmic table is mighty satisfying in itself and is quite impressive. Some introductory meditation instructions from Hazur Baba Sawan Singh. He says, as to any exercises which might help you until the time of your initiation, I can only suggest at this time that you may sit in meditation in a quiet place, like your own bedroom or some room, as secluded as possible, and with spine and body erect in a comfortable position. Fix all the attention at the center, just back of the two eyes, and slowly repeat the word Radha Swami, fixing the mind on the Supreme Being, who is your Supreme Father. Some introductory meditation instructions from Hazur Baba Sawan Singh that people may follow until they find a living master that they trust to be a qualified teacher and Sant Sat Guru, to be able to sit at their feet and learn the full meditation practice, to become an initiate of the mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven. Until that day, Hazur Baba Sawan Singh says, find a secluded, quiet, isolated place to sit in meditation with one's spine and body straight or erect in a comfortable position that you can maintain for the duration of your meditation sit, which should only be for a few minutes per day. Fixing all of one's attention at the third eye center in the middle of the forehead or between the two eyes, and slowly repeating the word Radha Swami. The word Radha Swami means the Lord of the soul. It's a very high holy name of God in India. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. If you'd like a copy of the introductory meditation instructions of Hazura Baba Sawan Singh, send me an email or a text message and I'll send this to you. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com, or send a voicemail message or text message to this number, 508-603-9381. Leave a voicemail message or send a text message to 508-603-9381, or send me an email at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. More after these messages.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time. My name is James Bean. The website is spiritualawakeningradio.com. Email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. The voicemail and text message number is 508-603-9381. At the website, spiritualawakeningradio.com, is a donate button. There is also links to blogs at Blogger and WordPress, daily spiritual quotes in social media. There are buttons for Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook, all there at the website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. The four sats, the four eternal essential truths of the masters. Sat, song, eternal association. An outer satsang refers to a meeting or spiritual gathering. Inner satsang is a kind of communion between the soul and the Supreme Being during meditation. That's also called satsang, an inner satsang. Sat Anurag, since this week's program is titled The Yoga of Love, Part 4, Sat Anurag is quite essential to delve into. It means true love, true eternal love. Sat Guru is another Sat. Sat Guru means true eternal light giver, the teacher that takes the darkness away, the inner master that comes like a light in the darkness to escort the soul into the beyond. And there is also Sat Shabd, or true sound, or true name. Sat Shabd or Sat Nam, true sound, or true name of the Supreme Being. Those are the four sats, the four essentials, according to the teachings of the masters. The four sats are essential eternal truths of the masters. Sat Shab, the true sound. Two, Sat Guru, the true teacher. Three, Sat Anurag, true love. And four, Sat Sang, true association. We are influenced by the company that we keep. When we associate with others on the path, that really is a jump start that helps us greatly on our own journey. And when we sit at the feet of a living teacher, that really is extremely helpful. True association. We are influenced by the company that we keep. Not only in terms of encouragement, finding one's spiritual community and motivation, but also inner stimulation. When one meditates with others on the path, it helps to open up our own inner seeing and our own inner hearing. It's most intriguing that that works on a subtle level, on some astral frequency, or in a way that we can't fully describe physically, in a way we can understand. When we meditate with others on the path or sit at the feet of a master and meditate with that master and learn the meditation instructions from them, there is an inner opening that takes place. It's quite amazing, actually. Sat Shabd or Sat Nam, true sound, true name. Shabd, the first manifestation of the Supreme Being, is the prime source of all energy and reservoir of all spirits. It is the essence, actor, and protector of the entire creation. The sound current and current of light is the positive power that flows through creation. We must make contact with it focus on it in meditation. Become one with it. Emerge into it. We merge into it. And flow with it. We flow along the stream of light, merging into the light. And we merge into the sound and go upstream. This river of sound flows back to the ocean of love, the divine ocean of the Supreme Being. To Satguru, true teacher, the techniques of inner light and sound meditation practice, the secrets of initiation, being initiated into the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the secrets of the practice are revealed by a living teacher who is the embodiment of the experience of those practices and will guide us into our own experience of the divine as well. They serve as the guide. They are the Sherpa guide, guiding us up the mountain to our own mystical life, our own meditation practice and experience. 3. Sat Anurag, or true love. True love is sincere love, or a strong, fervent desire and perseverance to approach the Supreme Being. Love is everything on the path of the Masters. Pure love sheds the light of grace and forms a link with the Supreme Being. It opens up the way. Love is everything on the path of the Masters. And 4, satsang, or true eternal association. This is the opportunity to learn from a teacher, to meditate with others, and to be encouraged by others on the path. And there are different levels of satsang. One can attend a meeting, but you know, even reading a book is a level of satsang. This program is also a level of satsang, wherever the wisdom of the Masters is being shared, is being honored, is being focused upon. That is a level of satsang.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.